Amen. Good to see everybody this morning. Thank you. Amen. You can turn over to Joshua, please. No, go over to Genesis. We'll go there. Genesis 37. We'll do 14 and 19. And they said one to another, behold, here, and I think it's NIV or one of them, it says, here comes that dreamer. Yes. This dream, here in the King James, it says, this dreamer cometh. Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for the word this morning. Not what I'd have to say, Father God, but I thank you, Father God, I yield myself and my tongue to the word to you this morning. I thank you my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths from your word this morning that I didn't plan on saying, but that what you would have for this congregation and also for myself. And I thank you, Father God, for the office I walk in. I thank you for the anointing that you placed on my life, and I thank you, Father God, for the mantle you placed on my life. And I thank you, Father God, we just received this word this morning by faith in the mighty name of Jesus, and we pull on that anointing by faith, and we thank you for it. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said, amen. Amen. A lot of times you hear about wives being more of a dreamer. As a father, when was the last time you dreamed? You know, what are your dreams right now? Do you have things wrote down that you're going after that you would like to see in your family? Amen. Because normally it's just the wives or the ladies that do this. But where are the guys at, you know? Amen. 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 Y'all might as well say amen. 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 You know, so we got to ask ourselves, what am I going after? What are some dreams? What are some things that I'm wanting to see in our family and in my life? Yes. Do I have them wrote down? Do I have them anywhere? Or am I just going off of what my wife likes? I'm just going off what my wife wants to go after, right? Our wife, her life is her life. Our life is our life. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying you're separate, but she's believing God for some things. You need to be believing God for some things as well. It's not just up to the wife to believe God for everything for the family.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. It's the husband's responsibility. He's the head of the house, ain't he?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Tap your neighbor, say, we're going to get it. We'll be fine. So you might as well smile. It'll be okay. Amen. So do you have any aspirations? Amen. You got any things you're going after? Amen. Set some goals. Set some goals. Amen. Put up a board. Well, that's girly stuff. No, it ain't. Who said it was girly stuff? Who made that rule? Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, y'all going to have to stop. Thank you. You text me and my watch ain't silent. I forgot the beacon. Good call. And we're back. All right. Here comes that dreamer. Are we dreaming? Are we dreaming? That's a question us guys need to ask ourselves. I don't really have a title for this. I just wrote down Father's Day. That's all I really wrote. That's all I got right now. Amen. Maybe we'll get something later on. Turn over to Joshua 24, please. Joshua 24, we'll start about verse 14. Can you pull that up in the NIV, please? Thank you. It says, now fear the Lord and serve him with all what?
Faithfulness.
Amen. Throw away the gods your what? Amen. Beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, right? And serve who?
The Lord.
Amen. Now fear the, go back please. Now fear the Lord and serve who?
The Lord.
With all what?
Faithfulness.
Throw away the what?
God.
Who worshiped? Beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, right?
Yes.
And serve who?
The Lord.
The Lord. Next, please. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you. Very interesting statement.
Yeah, it is.
Why would it be undesirable to people? They think, sometimes people think that it, once you become a Christian, you can't have fun. Or they've seen Christians' lifestyles and it looks like their lifestyle.
Yes.
Amen.
And so why switch over? We're both living the same.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will what? Whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But what? But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We need men who will stand up and hold their ground regardless of what everybody else is doing.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. We do. We need men to stand up and hold their ground regardless of what everybody else is doing.
Amen.
Joshua did, and he had to make this statement. He said, look, you can serve whoever you want to serve. You can serve the gods your ancestors served, or you can serve the gods that they served here the Amorites, here in this land. He said, but as for me and my house, but as for me and my house, regardless of what everybody else is doing, regardless of what everybody else says is the best thing, we're going to serve the Lord here. I don't care how y'all want to live. Y'all do you, boo. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
He had to be very plain with them. Because number one, that their ancestors just walked around for 40 years in the desert. Because they wouldn't let them go. The gods that was that they had before, they just couldn't get rid of them. They wouldn't. Well, they could, but they wouldn't get rid of them. So they allowed circumstances and things to constantly change them, constantly have them say stuff that they didn't want to, well, constantly had them saying stuff. Situations constantly made them talk funny and act weird and do things. And Joshua made it plain, look, as for me and my house, regardless of what everybody else is doing, regardless of the situations that I'm seeing every day, we're going to serve the Lord. I don't care if people are trying to shove things down my throat or saying, you have to love these people. You have to love. I love everybody. I don't love sin, but I love everybody. Amen. And so we just, for me and my house, we need the husbands to just stand up and teach the kids. Because if we're not teaching them, who is?
Amen.
That's the thing. Men, we have, you know, a lot of times on a lot of things, we're just going, us men, let's just be honest for a minute. We're like, well, I'm the head of the house. But when it comes to spiritual things. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, smile. Please smile. Amen. Hallelujah. Joshua, as a father, you're supposed to be the one that takes the blunt force, almost, right? That's the husband. He's the one that takes most of the blow. He should too. He shouldn't be standing behind his wife or his kids. Amen. And Joshua's letting them know, you may not want to go where I'm going. Look, y'all might not want to go where I'm going because it might seem tough. I understand there's giants in the land. I understand what we're going up against, but God told us ahead of time it belongs to us. God told us ahead of time that he would defeat them for us. So either I'm going to believe God or I'm not. And he was just letting them know, plain and simple, you might not want to go where I'm going. He said, but let me be clear. As for me and my house, we're going to continually stay with God and what he says. Amen. As for me and my house, we're continually going to tithe and sow seed. As for me and my house, we're continually going to walk in love with everybody. As for me and my house, we're continually going to do what God asked us to do. Regardless of what the world is doing. I don't base my lifestyle off of what the world's doing. I base my lifestyle off what the Word of God says. It also seemed that Joshua was concerned, right? Go back to 14, please. It says, now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River. So it sounds like there was still some there. Next, please. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It almost seemed like he was concerned that some of them still had that Egypt mentality. Because he was, look, I've went 40 years around this place. Y'all don't want to go with God, stay. I'm not going back. You might not want to go with us. You might still have that lack mentality. You still might have that we're not good enough mentality. You still might have that this land doesn't belong to us. Oh, that's too good. You still might have that mentality. And if that's the case, I'm sorry. I'm moving. You can go or not, but I'm telling you right now, I'm moving. Amen. I'm doing what God asked us to do. God said it belongs to us. It belongs to me. It's like he was a little unsure about them, though, right? It's like that mentality might have been there. That mentality was that of the we want the blessing of God, but we don't want to have to choose God. You know, it's the we want the blessing of God, but, you know, we don't want to have to serve God all the time and do everything he asks. Joshua was fed up. He said, I'm not walking in a desert no more. Y'all can. Do you. Me and my house, we heading out. Because it's like he was unsure. He was that mentality. Or did y'all allow that mentality of y'all's parents to stay with you? Even though God did everything for us, every single day of the desert, none of our clothes wore out, nothing. Did y'all allow that old mentality of your parents to stay with you? And you kept some of the gods? If that's the case, stay here. I don't want to have to try to drag you along because you're going to fight me the whole way. He wasn't trying to be hateful. He was just giving them a choice. That's all he was doing. He said, look, if you want to serve those gods, serve them. Serve them. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve God. We're going to move forward. We're going to do what God asked us to do. We're going to do what the Word of God says. Well, what if it's too hard? Well, just take baby steps. Continue just to walk. It gets easier and easier. It doesn't get harder and harder. I said it doesn't get harder and harder. It gets easier and easier. You want to know why? Because the more of the Word of God you get in on the inside of you, the more you know and how to stand. And the more foundation you got underneath you now, the more sturdy you become. Because that Word of God's on the inside of you, and you know the character of God now. You're understanding what He does and how He acts and what He says and what belongs to you as a child of God. It's not so wishy-washy anymore. It's not, well, I don't know if we can have this. Well, I don't know if healing is for me. Well, I just might have to deal with this sickness. Said who? Does the Word of God say it? If the Word of God does not say it, then it doesn't belong to me.
Amen.
That's just plain and simple. Amen. They want the benefits of God without having to submit to God. Amen. He was telling them, don't let the culture, the smallness, the lack, the not going to make it, the culture of the Amorites as well, where they are right now, hinder you from getting all God has for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what he was telling them. Look, we've walked around these mountains. Y'all see what serving other gods did to our parents, to y'all's parents, right? Y'all see what happened. So y'all can have a choice. Y'all can continually go after those gods, or y'all can serve the God of gods, Jehovah Jireh. Amen. So don't compromise. So don't compromise. Don't compromise. It's too easy to compromise sometimes because, number one, it gets hard. It seems like it gets hard. Sometimes it does get hard on us sometimes, you know, but there's things that, well, Satan just wants us to stop. Satan wants us to give up and back up, right? And so it's easy to compromise sometimes. Well, you know, I won't tithe this time, but I'll tithe next time. Well, you know, that lifestyle, it's okay. You know, God still loves us. Amen. Amen. Y'all might as well say amen. Amen. Thank you. And then smile again. Amen. There was this little kid. He lived there. They had an outhouse, right? And it was right on the edge of a creek. And he absolutely hated going to the outhouse. Just hated it. At nighttime, there'd be snakes out. During the daytime, there'd be just coyotes, everything. And he was fed up with the outhouse. And so one day he made up his mind, I'm pushing this outhouse over. I'm getting rid of it. So he went out there and just with all his might hit it and just burn off, right? And so a little later on, he's playing down around a creek up in the woods and stuff. And his dad found him and said, did you push over the outhouse today? He said, yes, sir. Dad started taking his belt off to correct him. He said, Dad, George Washington chopped down a tree. And he told the truth and get a whooping. He said, yeah, but George Washington's dad wasn't in the tree. All right, now I got y'all back. All right. pull up the CEV for 14 and 15, please. Let's read that. We have the CEV, right? I believe so. But if you don't want to worship, go to 14 first, please. Yeah, thank you. Then Joshua told the people, worship the Lord, obey Him, and always be what?
Faithful.
Get rid. Amen. Get rid. Right? Get rid of the way you used to live. Get rid of the lifestyle your parents had. Get rid of the lifestyle you used to have and operate. Get rid of the idols your ancestors worshipped when they lived on the other side of the Euphrates River and in Egypt. But if you don't want to worship the Lord, then choose here and now. See, he wasn't being mean to them. Just gave them a choice. Just gave them a choice. Look, choose today. So there's got to be a choice that we make. Men, fathers, we got to make the choice. Are we going to have a godly household or are we not? Are we going to follow God or are we not? Well, there's not a father in my house. Well, stand in that place. I said, well, stand in that place then. I said, well, stand in that place then. Amen. God will help you. Will you worship the same idols your ancestors did? Or since you're living on land that once belonged to the Amorites, maybe you'll worship their gods. I won't. My family and I are going to worship and obey the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Anything that is trumping God in your life is an idol. Anything that is trumping God in your life is an idol. Amen. Also, a lot of times we try to treat God like a cafeteria. You know, we go through the line and pick and choose what we want. God's not a cafeteria. Amen. Amen. Go over to Ezekiel 22:30, please. Pull it up in the King James. Y'all just write that down. Y'all read that later, okay? Ezekiel 22:30. Y'all can just read it later. Go back to Joshua 24:15, please. You can pull it up in the King James. That's fine. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, that's funny. How would it be evil? But anyways, at the very end he said, but as for me and my house, what's going to happen?
We will serve the Lord.
Amen. He's making a personal declaration.
Yes.
He's making a personal declaration. This can be hard in a society of acceptance where they want us to say everything is okay. Amen. But the thing is, we have to base our life off of what the Word of God says, not what we think is okay. That's the thing. I can't make decisions based off what I assume. I have to make decisions based off what the Word of God says. Well, it can't answer every question. Yeah, it absolutely can. Absolutely it can. The decision can't be made for someone by someone else either.
Amen.
It can't. The decision has to be made by the fathers. The fathers, you have to have a little bit of a backbone about you, right? Amen. Should have heard an amen from the dads, but we're moving on. You got to have some. You need to take responsibility for your family.
Amen.
Plain and simple. The dads need to take responsibility for the family. They need to. He also was letting them know, as for me and my house, this isn't a democracy. I'm not taking a vote. He's letting them know, as for me and my house, this is what we're doing. He and even if the kids came home, yeah, well, my friend's parents do it this way. As for me and my house, I don't care what your friend's parents are doing. That's up to them.
That's right.
But here at our house, we ain't going to talk like that to our mother.
That's right.
And dads, you absolutely should not ever let anybody disrespect your mom.
Amen.
Your wife.
That's right.
The kids especially.
Amen.
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 I remember one time I stuck my tongue out at my mom. Probably the worst decision of my life. I didn't know she saw me in the reflection of the TV. So dad got home. He said, "Hey, Ricky." "Yes, sir." I was still young. He's like, "Come here." So I went in there. "You stick your tongue out at your mom?" "Nope." So obviously I did, and I got corrected. And the next thing that was told me was, "You will never disrespect your mom. Ever. She brought you into this world. She carried you for 9 months. She took care of you, changed your diaper, and this is how you want to treat her." He said, "You will not disrespect your mom."
Amen.
And as husbands, that's how we need to let our kids know. You will not talk to your mother like that.
Amen.
You won't. You will not disrespect your mom. I don't care if you're mad or not.
Amen.
I don't. Amen. Number one, she cared for you for 9 months and carried you. I don't care if you're having a bad day. That's got nothing to do with it.
Amen.
You're not going to disrespect your mom.
Amen.
Amen. We got to make sure that that's settled in the house.
Amen.
I don't care if the kid's 30 years old. I'm just telling you, it makes no never mind. You ain't going to come in here and talk to your mom like just any old way. It ain't going to happen. Because here at my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And also, you ain't going to disrespect your mama.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all all right?
Yes.
Look at your neighbor, say, "Please tell us a joke again." Amen. He was letting them know what was happening at their house, right? The reason he did this is because God holds the fathers responsible for the direction of the family. Did y'all know that? God holds who responsible? So then we got to make sure, well, what if I make a wrong decision? What if you do? What if you do? Who cares? Get up and move forward again.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Go over to Genesis 3:9, please. "And the Lord God called unto" who? "And said unto him, Where art thou?" Right?
Yes.
"And God, and the Lord God called to" who? Sarah? Eve, sorry. I don't know why Sarah was there. We'll put Sarah back where she belongs. We'll bring Eve over now. Did the Lord God call unto Eve?
No.
Who'd he call unto?
Adam.
Interesting, ain't it? God called to Adam, right?
Yes.
Not Eve. God knew Eve was involved in this, but God was holding Adam responsible for what happened.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. You men might as well cheer up. Number one, none of us is perfect.
Yeah.
Number two, we can all improve. Amen. Number three, this isn't a message to condemn you.
No.
This isn't a message to try to make you feel bad about being a father or dad or however you've been doing it.
Amen.
Amen. Should have heard amen again.
Amen.
Amen. God, go over to verse 17, please. God said, "I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Not because women are not critical and strategic, because they are, right? because obviously none of us would be here if it wasn't for a woman.
Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all going to have to start amen a little better. Amen. Thank you. Amen. And then over verse 17, it says, And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of that which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Right? So God said, because you listened to your wife, because you let your wife's voice override what I said, cursed is the ground. Amen. So the husband, obviously, you know, we get pumped about this, like, see, you can't tell me what to do. But then on the other hand, are we taking responsibility for the household?
Amen.
Or has the wife always taken responsibility for the household? Is the wife the one that has to wake everybody up in the morning to get ready for church? Look, I ain't looking. I'm just going to look right here. Is the wife the one that always has to say, hey, let's all come in the living room and let's read the word together? Is the wife always the one that has to pray over the meals? Is the wife the spiritual, acting like the spiritual leader of the house because the men ain't? These are questions we have to ask ourselves. Are we taking responsibility for the household? Because number one, God sees you as the responsibility of that which direction the family goes. So he already sees us in that position. We might as well take that position.
Amen.
Because number one, he's going to ask us how we did concerning the position that we had as head of the house.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's easy to sleep in on Sundays.
Amen.
I promise you.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to say anything about us, by no means, because thank God for helping us, for his strength every day. Amen. Because if there's a lot of days, I could probably sleep till noon today. Amen. You can get some good. Chelsea's like, yes, Lord. I'm all in. Because we tend to stay hooked up a lot. Amen. But we don't mind it. Thank God for the grace that he gave us to be able to do this for right now. Amen. And we're not complaining about it. But it's easy to sleep in. But am I taking responsibility of the household, of my family? That should be so deep on the inside of us. I don't want my family to fail. I don't want my kids to have to go through things I went through. I don't want my kids to have to deal with the crazy lives that everybody else deals with. So I'm going to teach them how to live godly. I'm going to teach them how to live by the word of God. I'm going to teach them so that when they know the voice of the good shepherd and the voice of another, they won't follow. That way, there's no question whenever God tells them, I don't think I would get in that truck. They know. Even though we ain't there as parents, they know. Because we've taught them throughout the years. Amen. We got to take responsibility of the house. Amen. It doesn't mean that we're the one to blame. Where's it at? The curse showed up because of Adam's disobedience.
Yes.
Amen. It's very interesting, like I said, that God went to the garden and said, Adam, where you at? He didn't say Adam and Eve, where you at? He said, Adam, where are you at? Was they not both involved?
Yeah. Yes.
Who was God holding responsible? That should let us know, men, God is holding us responsible.
Yes. Amen.
Of the direction of our household.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I don't know everything yet. Join the crowd. You think I do? Look, I rely more on the Holy Ghost than I do anything else. I'm telling you right now. Because have you ever tried to live with four ladies? besides Jim, yes. when everybody got to start cycling together and now hormones is crazy. Look, I relied on God, the Holy Ghost, a lot, because there was days I was just like, I'm out. I'm out. Why, God? Why? But we made it. You know, especially those phone calls. Hey, the car's going ticka, 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 ticka. Well, any lights? I don't know. What do you mean? All I hear is a ticka, ticka, ticka. I don't know what that means. Why don't you know? I'm sorry, I'm trying, but I don't understand what a noise is, right? Look on the dash. What's that? For the love of God. It's the thing where the speed limit is. Oh, okay, okay. Any lights? Yeah, all of them's on. Pull over. Oh, man. Good times, right? Good times. Hallelujah. Laugh more than anything, because over here playing charades. Didn't even know it. Amen. And it doesn't mean a lot of times that we're the ones to blame or it's our fault something happened, right? But we are held responsible. So if it's broken, we need to have a plan to fix it. Amen. Amen. It's not always our fault that something happened or something broke, but as the head, as being responsible for the household, we need to have a plan. We need to say, okay, go to God and ask God, how do I fix this? What do I need to do to adjust here? What do I need to do to correct this? And he'll let you know, all right, here, here, and here.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. And here's the thing. Some people might be like, well, my husband just don't want to take that position. Well, you just do what God tells you to do. Don't override what your husband's telling you. Well, he's not saved. You better learn biblical principles.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
If the husband's the head of the house, the husband's the head of the house.
Amen.
You got to. Amen. That's a hard one to swallow for some people. I heard this one minister one time. He was talking about this lady she didn't work. The husband worked. He didn't go to church. She did. And she was actually sowing into this ministry. And so one day, the husband was sitting down. Was like, well, what's this? She's like, well, that's the money I sowed to this ministry. And he's like, well, I want you to stop sowing there. And so she called that ministry up and said, hey, you know, my husband told me to stop sowing towards y'all. What do I do? Guess what they said?
Stop sowing.
Yes. Not, well, he's not saved. It doesn't matter what he says.
Amen.
They said, well, stop sowing then.
Amen.
If your that's what your husband's saying, then stop sowing then. Yes. But if you had a job and you worked, but she didn't work at the time.
Yes, right.
And so you know that he ended up getting saved over that. Because he was like, I've never heard nothing like that before. That is crazy. Ended up getting saved over that. But moving on. Amen. Got sidetracked. So we have to make a declaration. Almost didn't get that word out. Hallelujah. Declaration over our house. Amen. As men, do we have a declaration over our house? Do we have something? Does the family know what we're doing, how we're doing, and what we're going after, what we're not going after, what we're believing God for? Is it all laid out? Is everybody in the loop of what's going on spiritually also in our house?
Amen.
Amen. It's things that as us husbands, we have to look at. Amen.
Amen.
And look, if your husband isn't doing it, you make a list.
Yeah.
And you ain't got to rub it in his face.
Yeah.
Amen. Should have heard a better amen.
Amen.
You make a list then.
Yeah.
And you say, you know what, God? I understand he is the head of the house, but also he's not taking up this position right now, really. So I thank you, Father God, that this house is going to be like this, 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 and this.
Amen.
And make a declaration over your house.
Amen.
Amen. And just stay with it. Don't rub it in your husband's face or say, well, you're just unsaved. You acting ignorant. That's not going to do nothing but turn him against God.
Amen.
Amen. Did we make this declaration? As for me and my crib, this is how we roll. Right? Have we made that declaration over our house? Have we? Regardless of what everybody else is doing. Regardless of what everybody else is doing. Because I'm telling you, it's easy to compromise a lot of times. Because, you know, I understand we work with everybody and everybody doesn't believe like us. So it's easy to compromise sometimes on some things if we don't pay attention. But we got to stay with the word. Amen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will do the things God asked us to do, and we'll continue to believe God like we're believing God. Amen. We ain't going to falter. We ain't going to shy away, and we're not going to give up. That's the thing. We're not going to give up. Amen. I already said this. Does our wife have to wake up everybody for church? Amen. Does our wife have to initiate things like that in our household? Or are we initiating them? Amen. Because on a serious note, if it was a fishing trip, I don't know what that is. It's kind of like a fishing trip. If it was a fishing trip or a hunting trip or something we enjoyed, Sunday morning, we'd be up before the alarm went off. Amen. Amen. So, I mean, we just got to get that same excitement about the word, because the reason a lot of people ain't excited about the word like that, you want to know why? Because they don't think that it'll do anything for their life. They don't think that it has the ability to change the situation that they're walking through right now. And so now, why? Why go to church? Why read the word? What's it going to change? Amen. But you got to get into the word to see the character of God, how he does things, what he says about things, what he declares, what we need to declare. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody, husband might say, well, she knows more than me. That's got nothing to do with leadership.
Amen.
It's got absolutely nothing to do with leadership. Yep. Leadership has to do with the position you take,
yes,
not how much you know.
Amen.
That should be a relief.
Yes.
Leadership is the position you take, not how much you know.
Amen.
Amen. As the leader of the house, are we setting the example?
Amen.
Are we setting the example as the leader of the house?
Amen.
Amen. Are we just acting crazy? Doing kind of just acting like we have always acted? Whenever something comes up, a bill or something comes in, do we lose our mind and throw a fit? Or do we say, you know what, get the word of God out. Let's see what the word of God says concerning this.
Yeah.
Now, look, you might flip out at first. That's fine. I did before. I've told y'all that story about me. I did before. I was like, you're going to have to get a job. Because I didn't really think the word was going to be able to handle this that we're going through right now. But a job can take care of it. See, I had more faith in a job than I did God. And that's the thing. Whenever we live so much in the world, we have more faith in the world and in the way the world does stuff and the world system than we do God. Because we're not in the word enough to know what God actually will do.
Amen.
How he actually operates.
Yes.
What he says about your finances and about your health. Because once we truly realize what the word of God will do for our lives, we'll immerse ourselves in it. And that's just plain and simple.
Yes, sir.
And as men, we need to take up that position of every time. It doesn't matter what's going on. We get the word. What does the word of God say about this?
Yes. Amen.
What does the word of God say concerning that?
Yep.
Well, my friend said this, this, and this. Well, what does the word of God say concerning that?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We got to take up that position.
Yep.
We got to be the spiritual leadership of our house.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Not the iron fist ruler.
Amen.
You will do what I say when I say it.
Amen.
Not that kind. That's not leadership.
No.
Amen. Amen. Y'all want to take up communion? Would y'all like to do communion? And just make a covenant with ourselves today about it?
Yes.
All right, let's do it again. Or let's do it. At least three of us will do it. Amen. No, you're good. You don't have to play. Amen. And we'll just make a declaration. You ladies, if y'all would like to take it with us, that's fine. You can just take it as saying that you're holding us responsible as well, that you'll be there to help us.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Not to condemn us, but to help us. No. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Not to point out this is your fault, your decision. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, did it help any of y'all this morning?
Amen.
You can kill the feet.
Amen.
You know, it's not just for men this morning.